You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We've been getting picked on by friends and family members because Jeremy and I have invoked the D word to start the year.
I know.
That's right. We're both on a diet, and we don't care what people think.
Yeah, who cares? We're eating healthier, and we're changing our lifestyle, so suck it if you don't like it. We're dieting, girlfriend.
But what's funny is all of this, all the messages we've been getting from listeners especially, they're like, oh, really? I know you guys are doing no sugar and low carb, mm-hmm. but what you really ought to do is
the, da, 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 da.
Yeah, the potato soup diet.
Right.
Or you need to do the tamale diet, which is sounds great.
It sounds real good. Yeah,
I
or the green chili cleanse, as somebody said. Or,
yeah.
It's like cleanses or, you know, cut specific foods and that'll change your life. Like if you never eat Brussels sprouts again, you're going to lose the weight and you're going to have an 8-pack. You know, it's like everybody's got these concoctions of the perfect diet. And I had to laugh because my wife, Sweet Knickknack, is doing the same thing as me. We're basically cutting the carbs or little teeny tiny amounts of carbs and no sugar and dry January, no drinking. But she's like hardcore, even more so than me, man. Like she won't even read the word sugar. That's how much she's like no sugar. So what does she do on Friday? It's hard for us to do this diet because we still have two young kids, and they have their little cravings, and you want to be able to give them some treats, and they wanted brownies, which is my kryptonite, Dom.
Is it?
So Nicole goes into the cupboard and pulls out the Betty Crocker and whips up a tray of brownies for the kiddos on Friday afternoon, and they gobble them down.
Oh.
There's about half a tray left, okay, and it's sitting there on the stove. And it goes all weekend, and Sunday, yesterday, I happened to be home alone for about 2 hours, Dom, because Nicole was out doing something. Reed was at my parents'.
Did you break off a little bit?
Wandered over to that stove.
Did you huff it?
I peeled the foil back on that, and mm-hmm. I huffed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was weak, Dom.
You had some?
I was weak.
You had some?
I was so weak.
You had brownies?
I was weak, man.
I haven't cheated.
I cheated. I dug in. I took a little tiny square out of the corner.
You can't take a little square.
I took a little square. And I ate it, and it was the best thing ever. And then I quickly put the foil back on, and then I ran off to get my haircut.
Did she notice?
So I ran off to get my haircut. So she came home before I came home. And about 10 minutes into us being, you know, wandering around talking, she goes over and she's like, puts her hands on her hips. She's like, I need to talk to you. And I was immediately, you know, when your wife or girlfriend says that, you're like, oh, crap, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And she's standing there. She's like, how many brownies did you eat? How much of this did you eat? And she's pointing to it. I was like, how did you know?
Did she take a picture of it?
She laid the foil out just so on the top of that where she like knew exactly how it was placed.
Ah.
And she had pinched the corner like just right, you know. And when I dug into it, I screwed
That's
it all up.
Great.
So she totally busted me. I was in the brownies.
That's great.
So she's like, aha, you're the first one to cave. Because we have this little like unspoken kind of competition going.
Yeah, I understand.
So she sabotaged me. She made my kryptonite, man. You can't be doing that to a guy.
That's
making
bad.
His favorite sweet and then leaving him home alone with it. Things are going to happen. Things are going to happen.
That's funny. Well, so, Gretchen, as you know, loves to cook.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's launching her cooking website this week.
Yeah.
And as part of it, one of her things is like an incentive for people to sign up. She's going to send them like a bonus, like free
spatula or something.
Dude, it is the recipe to what's known as brownie Oreos. And
don't
with your kryptonite
don't
for brownies,
tease me.
It is like a homemade Oreo, but it's a round brownie top and bottom.
Well, you got to be like
with the Oreo type filling, homemade, of course,
oh,
in the middle.
Man.
And yes. And so all weekend I was having to hear and she made those. She's made them a couple of times.
It's the same thing, huh? It's
yeah.
It's hard to fight it.
Oh.
It's so this dieting is sucks,
so,
man.
If that's your kryptonite, maybe
Don't
we'll
even.
Get you some of those.
Don't even tease me.
No, as a reward, when you're finished.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to go back to that lifestyle, but
I know. And everyone's like, yeah, but a little bit won't hurt you. And I say, but my problem is I can't do just a little
bit. I would have eaten the rest of that pan. Yeah. Easy peasy.
Well, you've done it in the past. I've
easy
watched you
peasy.
Do it.
Easy. I love the brownies.
So here's our phone number. We want listeners to call and have some laughs with us with telling us what your diet is. Now, we don't want, we already got low carb and no sugar covered.
Sure.
So we're looking for the more, let's call them exotic or unusual diets. You remember a few years ago when the cabbage soup diet was all the rage?
Right. And then people are doing that lemon and cinnamon cleanse or whatever.
Yeah.
That too. So if you're doing any cleanse or if you're just like cutting one food for the year, we want to know about it.
I got to tell you something. It kind of sank in to me over the last few minutes after you told that story about caving in and eating the brownies.
Yeah.
You know, you cheated on me too, dude.
I know I did because I know we're supposed to be in this together.
We have a pact.
We spit on our hand and did a handshake.
We have a bro pact going on this. And I didn't have brownies.
I hesitated to tell you, but...
Well, at least you're being
honest.
It was
one little nibbly. I mean, it's like half an inch by half inch. It was...
Liar.
Maybe
that makes it
2 inch by into it. I don't know.
Tara wrote in. She says... my husband and I are both doing a diet where we eat only one food for a week. I heard you guys do this once, and I believe you said you lost weight doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that is true. We did do that. Jeremy and I and other members of our team here did it for a week, and I think in the week I lost like 3 pounds.
I quit like 2 days in, didn't I, or one day?
Yes, of course you did.
I don't remember.
Because you're the brownie guy. You're the cheater.
I think.
I was doing homemade pizzas on like a Boboli or
which
whatever.
Which is good, I guess.
And we weren't doing it to lose weight. We were doing it as just an
experiment, kind of.
Yeah, an experiment to see if we could go a week eating the same food. And I think during the week I lost like 2 or 3 pounds. Tara says, mine is ham and cheese quesadillas on low-carb tortillas.
I'm on board with that.
And he's doing hamburger steaks. We started Friday, and I can't tell you how sick I am of ham and cheese quesadillas.
Yeah, I bet.
After just 3 days?
No, that sounds delicious.
That's Tara. And then Olivia wrote in. She said, I could never live vegan, but I'm doing it until Valentine's Day when I'll have the biggest steak and lobster dish you've ever seen.
Her stomach is going to hurt so bad. That's funny.
It's really good.
I have three that rolled in on my Facebook. Carol says, I'm doing the beet detox diet, eating nothing but beets and drinking beet juice for about 2 weeks.
Oh.
She says, the stories say the LBs are going to drop. It's a superfood.
That can't be
that
healthy.
That can't be healthy.
It can't be. 2 weeks?
Too much beets. Too many beets.
Ugh.
Richard says, my goal is to eat kale 2 times a day. I started January 1st. My stomach has hurt every single day. It's not pretty, he wrote. Thanks for that visual, Richard.
And your man card is also
in
jeopardy.
Yeah, you weirdo. And then finally, Sarah wrote in and just said, whatever you do, don't do the cotton ball diet. So I was like, what the heck's the cotton ball diet? So I Googled it. And it says it's a fad that involves consuming cotton balls dipped in liquids, such as juices or smoothies. The cotton is intended to make a person's stomach feel full without them gaining weight.
You can't ingest cotton.
And then at the bottom, the diet has been repeatedly condemned as dangerous. So don't do the cotton ball diet. I have never heard of that.
Come on, people.
Why would you do that?
You know that beet one? A friend of mine who was doing some sort of beet juice cleanse, drinking it, and she told us all the story how she was driving back to Denver, I think from Colorado Springs, and got so ill that she pulled over to the side of the road, opened her car door, and leaned out
barfing beets.
And was barfing. And a guy pulled up because he saw her pull over and thought she was in distress because that's a desolate stretch of road out there. And he sees this. He's like, oh my God, do I need to call 911? He thought it was blood.
Exactly.
He thought she was coughing up like 2 gallons of blood. And she was like,
I thought about that.
She said, no,
it's beets.
Just beets.
I thought about that. Like, if you go pee, I mean, it's going to be like, whoa, what's wrong with me?
Here's Stephanie on the phone. Good morning, Stephanie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're good. So good.
Just sitting here eating cotton balls.
Nice. Me too, man.
I'm
going home.
A little dry.
What do you got?
Yeah. Well, my son is, he started, I'm going to plug a name, started going to Brain Balance. they have a meal program to put the children on, and it's purely an elimination diet. But it's in stages. So, like, the first stage, they take out the dyes. You don't eat food with dyes. Then you take out the sugar. Then you take out, like, dairy and then meat. And then by the end of, like, stage seven,
you're eating twigs or what?
Clean. No, you're eating so clean that you don't crave all of the sweets.
That, like, eliminates mac and cheese, doesn't it? Like, which is a staple. That yellow number five is delicious, Stephanie.
Exactly. I know. Red 40 is amazing.
It's the best.
But, yeah, but at the end, then you start introducing foods back in.
Oh, I'd introduce it all.
Have, like, a, right?
I would be like, stomach, meet this pepperoni pizza.
Thank you!
Stephanie, we got to run. Thank you for the call.
That's awesome.
And that's essentially, you and I are doing elimination because we're eliminating sugar.
Eliminating sugar and more or less eliminating carbs. I mean, it's really hard.
Right.
But
and my goal
is
to do all this for 100 days. And everybody's like, why 100 days? I said, because I want to teach myself a new lifestyle. I don't want it to be just a fad thing for a week or two. I want to, like, get to the point where I don't need that stuff anymore.
Yeah, and it's going to happen.
Weed it out, so.
And we're going to be ripped.
You won't be able to keep your hands off your boys in the morning.
Woo!